Good evening. This is Bill Satterley, and along with my co-host Kent Lindquist, we'll be bringing you 2 hours of mainstream jazz. I'm going to kick off the show with a trio sound of John Bunch, who is from Tipton, Indiana. I think we've probably said that on more than one occasion, playing piano, Phil Flanagan on bass, and Chuck Riggs on drums, doing a tune entitled Star Eyes.
My portion of the show is going to be devoted to the compositions of Cole Porter. By the way, Cole Porter was born in Peru, Indiana. For a lot of people who don't know about that, of course, well, he left at an early age, and I don't know if he ever came back to Peru after traveling the world. But he made countless contributions to the Great American Songbook, and I'm going to play all versions of his compositions by various jazz artists through the evening. could open up with his one, I think, his most famous composition, or one of his most famous compositions, Night and Day. And this is done by Stan Getz and Bill Evans. Stan Getz on piano, Bill Evans on piano, Ron Carter on bass, Alvin Jones on drums. Let's listen to Night and Day.
Thank you.
Frank Morgan cut a CD entitled You Must Believe in Spring, and he features five different piano players, so it's going to be a duet situation. There are 12 cuts on it. The tune I'd like to play, and it features him on alto sax and Hank Jones on piano, is a tune called Come Sunday.
Next up, in a salute to the Cole Porter and his great contribution to the Great American Songbook, we're going to do something by Chicago's own Gene Ammons, great tenor sax man, from his prestige album called Jug. Of course, Jug was Gene Ammons' nickname. Everybody called Gene the Jug. And this is a great Cole Porter tune, easy to love. And Gene is backed up by Richard Wyons on piano, Doug Watkins on bass, J.C. Hurd on drums, and Ray Beretta on congo. Let's listen to Cole Porter's Easy to Love.
Played a couple of laid-back tunes. I think I'll pick up the pace with the bigger band sound of Howard Rumsey and the Lighthouse All-Stars doing a tune entitled Viva Zapata, which features Maynard Ferguson on trumpet and Shorty Rogers also on trumpet. Milt Bernhardt, who is Valparaiso-born, is playing trombone. Jimmy Giuffre and Bob Cooper on tenor. Howard Rumsey on bass, Shelly Mann drums, just to mention a few. Let's listen to their rendition of a tune entitled Viva Zapata.
Thank you.
Continuing our salute to Cole Porter and his great contribution to the Great American Songbook, we're going to do something by alto sax man Art Pepper. And this is from his contemporary album cut back in January 1957 called Art Pepper Meets the Rhythm Section. And the rhythm section was comprised of Red Garland, Philly Joe Jones, and Paul Chambers, who all in the rhythm section of the Miles Davis Quintet at that time was considered the ultimate rhythm section of the time. And kind of curiously, Art Pepper hadn't touched his horn for about 6 months, and he was really down and out. And he got a call out of the blue from the producer and owner of Contemporary Records and said, come on down to the studio. I got Miles Davis's rhythm section here ready to play. So he grabbed his horn and went down, and he cut a great LP, Art Pepper Meets the Rhythm Section. And this is his version of You'd Be So Nice to Come Home To.
Thank you.
Song tonight. We haven't played any vibes in a while. Featuring Bobby Hutcherson on vibes, Kenny Garrett on alto sax, Gene Allen piano, Christian McBride bass, and Al Foster drums, doing a tune entitled Candle.
Thank you.
Next up is another great Cole Porter composition. It's Oscar Peterson doing Anything Goes. This is live at a concert, Jazz the Philharmonic concert, to be exact, in October of 55, and it was at the Chicago Opera House. This was the classic Oscar Peterson trio with Herb Ellis on guitar, Ray Brown on bass, and one of Cole Porter's finest compositions, Anything Goes.
I'm going to finish out the first hour of The Feeling of Jazz with a quartet sound of Ray Brown on piano, Benny Green on, Ray Brown on bass, Benny Green on piano, Greg Hutchinson on drums, featuring Benny Carter doing a tune entitled Fly Me to the Moon.